Snap to Mahomes, play fake and a deep drop. Pressure by Claiborne. Moves up, fires deep downfield. And Hill is wide open. Leaps to make the catch at the 35. Runs left past Harmon. Down the left sideline, 10-5. Gone! Touchdown, Kansas City!
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we'll listen to the wrestling podcast and try to figure out the hidden messages that lay inside. Kill Roman Reigns, wet hair. Bret the Hitman Hart, wet hair.
Yes, they all have perpetually wet hair.
Yeah, what is the deal with the wet hair in wrestling?
I don't know. It's like they all ask Clay Buchholz, how do you do it? And just kind of just ripped off the formula.
But there's like plenty of guys, like the Hulkster always had fine, fine hair.
Yeah, I don't know. That is a thing. And it's... Roman Reigns, who's the other one, the kind of schlubby looking guy who's for some reason a fan favorite? It's the one that
Mankind?
No. He's got like curly black hair that goes in front of his eyes. Oh my God, it's not Roman Reigns. It's not. It's the other one that he's obsessed with. Oh, what's the guy's name? Dean Ambrose. That's it.
Dean Ambrose has that. He's an everyman.
Yes, I guess he is.
Yes. Be listening this morning for your chance to score a private suite for you and 17 friends to see the Celtics take on the Orlando Magic this Monday at the TD Garden. Be part of the best home court advantage in the NBA. Secure your tickets by visiting Celtics.com/tickets. When you hear me hang up on Rick Pitino, be caller number 18 to Sports Hub Contest Line 617-931-0985 to win. Now, you play that Tyreek Hill clip for a reason, Rich.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it seems that over the past several days, a huge deal has been made out of a guy who threw a beer, and there are people who are flipping off middle fingers, too. Yeah. A lot of finger-wagging, everybody rallying around this guy, saying that he needs to go to jail for several days, maybe a week, and to learn himself a lesson, which is utterly preposterous. You know, the guy obviously should be getting trouble, and he was. They found out who it was, and he was given something called a letter of disinvite, which I just imagine was read on a scroll out in front of the House of Gillette Mr.
I just see Robert Kraft going out there and thinking, letter of disinvite, baby.
So he's got the king crown and a robe.
Yeah, you're not in the Air Force One
and a hot dog.
You like this grilled hot dog sliced? Aim for you.
You're not getting it.
No way.
No way.
No lemonade either. I call you Mr. Lemonade.
So that was great. So we played some of the press conference yesterday, and there are these reporters saying, can you explain maybe that there might be actions taken, seeing that this was an area that had a bar in it serving alcohol?
Right.
Do you think that maybe we curtail the alcohol being served?
Yes. Well, the beer was... It was a testament to the fact that there was indeed alcohol.
It's amazing. Obviously, since he shouldn't have thrown it, but then you looked at it, it was like he got like a drop on him. The guy got like a drop of beer on him.
It's got to happen 1,000 times during a season.
Of course it does.
Beer on you.
Well, on top of that, they had a video that came out yesterday where there was a story about how Tom Brady yelled at a guy throwing beer at, I think it was like Ben Watson or something back in 2006.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, these guys are getting pelted by beer.
Seeing David Andrews get hit in the side of the helmet with a beer, and Kimbrell had a beer thrown at him in Yankee Stadium. It happens.
This happens.
And someone
all
from
the
Steelers got a beer thrown on him at Gillette.
Everywhere.
Oh, sure. I mean, this happens everywhere, and it shouldn't happen, why this story blew up is hysterical. It might be just because the Patriots made such a big deal out of it, having the letter of disinvite being announced to everyone to make sure from henceforth there shall be no mead throwing onto thy field of play.
And we got people sent us what you have to do to get like back in their good graces.
Okay, because I was saying yesterday I was saying this can't be real. Like there isn't actually a real letter that you get called a letter and disinvite. And we asked, has anybody received us before? And we received a couple of calls of people saying, oh yeah, this is something that's real. You know, once they take you and they put you in their little jail cell that they have there at Gillette, or they take you away to Foxborough, you're given this letter. And one guy said the only way to get back in is you have to take an online quiz.
Yeah.
And it was great. The guy was like, I didn't take it. I had a friend of mine take it for me. But this person has been banned. I don't know how you ban someone for life or however long. I mean, how you... you know, facial recognition? Like, how do you do that? It seems
some guy sneaks
wildly...
into your bedroom and like inserts a tracking chip underneath your skin.
You know, sure.
You look done. Pow.
But that's what the government wants.
That is what they wanted. That's what they wanted Gillette apparently too, to keep these people out with the letter and disinvite. So, which brings the question: after we asked this yesterday, we had people saying, "Okay, well, I have not been disinvited to Gillette, but I've been disinvited to Six Flags, and there are other different places like that,
or a cell phone store.
Where have you been banned?"
Where have you been banned? Why have you been banned? Yeah. And are you still banned?
You're right. I need to know why you were banned at whatever place you were banned, because one guy said that he was banned. Why was he banned from Six Flags? Did he say
Doritos on the hood of the car?
Oh yeah, he went through one of those. I guess Six Flags
fed monkeys.
Yeah, he went through one of those animal exhibits where you drive the car through.
And what could go wrong?
And you're not everything, and you're not supposed to lower your windows or get out of your car. And the dude took a bag of Doritos and just sprinkled it on the hood of his car, and like 30 monkeys came out and just started slamming on his hood. And
I like that. That's the big problem. Like, you're driving through a habitat. and that's the problem, is the Doritos.
Right, you could randomly hit any one of these animals.
You just have no business driving a car. I don't know why the idea came about. Hey, take your own car and screw with these animals.
It happens. How many of these? York's Wild Kingdom doesn't have that, do they?
No.
Okay, all right. They just have a bunch of animals.
I know York's Wild Kingdom. I'm very aware of all the ins and outs of that place.
See, if you go to Gatorland, they just, you know, you can see the people paid the price. They're missing digits. you know, they're missing a hand.
Well, aren't you disappointed if you go to Gatorland and somebody doesn't get bitten?
I've never seen anyone bitten at Gatorland, but they have tales to tell.
Okay.
This old Sally's a real humdinger.
They got names for all their scars.
Yeah, they're just, you know, they're like big chunks of their lips missing.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Gatorland, like, Gatorland, the alligators get their revenge.
Yeah.
See, but driving through some habitat is unnecessary. As I said yesterday, it's like driving on the beach. I don't know why you have to do that. The beach is here. Don't drive on it. Daytona Beach could have been heaven on earth. And then they said, hey, Hicks, get out your stupid crap.
All right, 617-779-0985. Where were you banned from?
All right, Jeff, go ahead.
I got banned from the duck boats in Boston.
All right, now the duck boats, because aren't there more than one company that does duck boats?
It's like two, I think.
I don't know. Maybe I can get it right again. Then that'd be fun.
Yeah, you got to know how to play the system. All right. What got you banned from the duck boats?
So it was almost 20 years ago. I was on a field trip with school, and like they let all the kids drive it when it was out in the water for like 20 seconds or whatever. And the guy told me to turn left, so I thought I'd be funny and turn right. And he started hollering at me. He's like, "Never come back. I'll remember your face." Just because I turned the other direction.
How old were you?
I was probably like fifth grade. I was in elementary school.
Well, that's great. That's a man who obviously should be dealing with children.
And he still looks exactly the same.
That's right. Yeah.
They posted your picture right next to, like, where they sell all the duck whistles.
Because they know that everyone goes every 2 years.
Henceforth,
right?
This man should not be allowed.
Because those duck boats really fly, too, in the water. So you're really at risk and danger.
Is that one of those things that you're really bummed that you'll never be able to go on again? Like, I mean, don't you like do a duck boat once and you're cool?
Yeah.
You're like, all right, it was cool, fine. I got no problem with a duck boat. I enjoyed it. But it's like, once you do it, it's like,
no, the difference between you and I is the duck boat that I've been on with my children was not cool. It was a day of wasted. Pat, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Back in the late 80s when the Emerald Square Mall opened in North Attleboro, me and three of my friends went there. We were all teenagers at the time. And we filled up big giant cups with Captain and Coke, and we were walking around. We were getting drunk, and somebody flipped up the little lever on the escalator that makes the buzzer go off, and we got swarmed on by a team of security. And then they dragged us outside, and the North Attleboro police were waiting for us. About a week later, I got a letter from Emerald Square Mall saying I was banned for 2 years.
Oh, 2 years. Just enough time to think about it. You know, you sit here in kind of a purgatory.
2 years.
For 2 years.
The Emerald Square Mall.
Yeah, you know.
Just a fate worse than
well,
death.
I guess you can't get that lava lamp you always wanted from Hot Topic.
Oh, well, listen. Well, except for Sears. The anchor stores are still allowed in.
Right. By the way, somebody just tweeted and said, my father's banned from Hockey Town, Burger King, and the Boys and Girls Club.
The last one is concerning.
I think
the last one is a problem. That last one is a little scary.
Yeah, the Boys and Girls Club, not something you want to brag about.
No.
It's a little strange.
All right, where have you been banned from? 617, in honor of Tariq Hill.
Oh, we got some good ones.
All right, 617-779-0985. We will have all that for you. Stay on hold if you're on hold. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned on Sports Hutcher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Tyreek Hill from Kansas City Chiefs had a beer thrown on him, so the Reds or the Patriots gave him. What did they give him, Rich?
A letter of disinvite, as announced in the House of Gillette. You shall your picture shall be posted, and you shall not enter.
Yes, and they will.
None shall pass.
All right. If this is the story, I know.
Okay, so basically, because of this, all these people started tweeting us of places that they... I didn't think the letter of disinvite was a real thing. And we were like, oh, yeah, no, I received one from Gillette. So I want to know, where else have you received a letter from disinvite? Where are you banned from going?
And we also saw the online test that you have to take to get back in the good graces.
See, I've not seen it. I would like to see the questions.
All right, Cam, I know of one person this happened to, but where have you been banned from?
All right. Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
All right. So I was at the 98.5 golf tournament last year for Tony Maserati at Atkinson Country Club. Met you, Fred, had a drink, you know, told us some stories, you know, some butt stuff. It was, you know, got me all excited. And so at the end of the night, we finished the round, and I have to go to the bathroom, and I have no idea where the bathroom is, can't find it. So I went downstairs into the basement and I urinated under, you know, the stairs in the stairwell. Nothing happened, came back up, you know, was so obliterated, raised my hand to get a souvenir, even though I didn't have money. So I got called up, was going to, you know, sign this stuff over for the purchase that I got. And I was like, oh, I didn't mean to put my hand up. So caused all that. And then, I had to go to the bathroom again, and I still couldn't find it, so I went back down into the basement, and I had to go number two, and as I'm going, I see a girl poke her head around the corner, and I'm just, like, froze, and I'm like, oops, and so I get kicked out, I get banned, I get a letter, I get the police showing up at my parents' house, because my parents' address is on the information. To sign up, and
my friend, you did not take a dump in the basement.
No, it was
you took a dump under the stairs in the dining area.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Well, there's a big. You didn't go down into some stairwell. You were in like an area where like people could see you. You're notorious. This is an absolutely true story. Because this is something that is still talked about in these hallowed halls.
Yeah, Fred tells me off the air, he's like, oh, well, I think if this is the guy that used the bathroom underneath the stairs, then this is true.
And oh, I'm it's like the greatest story of all
and
time.
I'm like, how did I not know about this?
Oh, no, he was like all over the auction, and then he went, and then there's this air. Okay, so this auction's like in this ballroom. And then to get up to the, like, the, what do you call it, pro shop and everything.
Yeah.
Like, you got to take these stairs.
He went under those stairs?
Yes.
Oh, and my
there's
God.
Like, Rich, there's, like, space between the stairs.
I know the stairs you're talking about.
Yeah. I know those stairs.
But for the audience, there's, like, space between the stairs, and it's not walled off.
No. Like anyone could see it.
It's, like, right. 10 feet away from the ballroom.
So when did you find out that you took a dump in public at the event?
The following day, I got a phone call from my parents saying that the cop showed up. They need to talk to me, and they need me to call Atkinson Country Club right away. So I called them. I met with the director in person. She was, you know, she was very ashamed of me as I was myself. but she actually sent me a bill for like $2,500 because she had to send the team in to clean it up.
Now, do you remember taking the dump?
It's, you know, they come in waves of like I don't remember actually taking the dump, but I do actually remember roaming around down there not knowing what to do.
All right. Well, listen. Wait, when you said you and I were talking about butt stuff, what were we talking about?
Oh, you just gave us a good story about...
I know the story. All right. All right. Thank you, Cam.
And Cam, I will let you know
that this is a... you are a legend around these parts.
All right, guys.
So you got that going for you.
Yeah, that's everything he said is true.
Well, when Frank told me, I'm like, I'd never even heard this before.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe you never heard it.
No.
And it's all true. And I can only imagine waking up in the morning and have my parents calling me and going, you know, you took a public dump at a golf tournament.
It
wound itself up. He, like, again, he's telling the truth. He peed. And people were sort of aware that he peed, but then he kept going up and trying to get auction items, but he didn't understand what was going on, and then he just went and took a dump under the stairs.
Oh, man.
And a woman walked by. Oh,
the woman walking by is really not the hook of the story.
I mean, that's such a wide open area. What?
I mean, there's got to be way more than one person that saw him. I've had my share of alcohol. Never would it have occurred to me to take a dump.
I just like I said, I couldn't find the bathroom. It's kind of easy. Just ask someone.
Yeah,
there are several of them there.
Yeah, I was going to say, within range.
Yeah, well, or you know, don't go to the bathroom. Or ask for help and say I'm very drunk. But that is a 100% true story. Josh, go ahead.
Yeah, so back in 2009, I was at a Renaissance fair outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And they had one of those big old fires walking around with a St. Bernard. And I guess St. Bernard was acting up, and he started to hit the dog with a stick he was walking with. And everyone just kind of standing around not doing anything. So I had, you know, a few drinks in me and took off at about a 10-yard sprint and completely leveled this fire with a tackle.
The guy dressed like a friar?
Yeah.
So wait, he was hitting his St. Bernard with a stick?
Yeah. Again, the dog was acting up. You know, he walked around with food. He was trying to get with the food, and the guy got
better. So you just went, okay. And then you got a letter of disinvite from the medieval fair.
Oh, man.
I'm sure you're heartbroken about. No more turkey legs.
All right. Let's go.
Can we do two? I want to know how you get banned from number two.
Wally, 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 Wally world. Matt, go ahead.
Matt.
Fred.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I was 13. I listened to a lot of hip-hop back then, so I needed some jewelry. Walmart had an elderly woman working the jewelry counter, so I made my way behind the jewelry counter while she was helping another customer, and helped myself to a few handfuls of, I believe it was real or somewhat real gold rope chains.
Close enough, right?
Yep, earrings that I didn't have my ears pierced for, some rings, and then decided to help myself to some sunglasses. And before I made my way to the front door, I had a small army of blue aproned employees chasing me down, and they had as much fun as they could to wrestle me back to the back room where I could sign my paperwork, get my photo taken, and pledge an oath that I would never return to Walmart again.
Okay. Did they really have you pledge an oath?
Yeah, I had to sign a paper and get my picture taken that I would never return to that Walmart.
Oh, well, listen, it could have been worse.
And if I could add one thing, if you could ban Sarge from the radio, that would be great.
There we go.
Aha.
First one of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, no more jean shorts for you.
I don't know if I want to take line six. Do you know the reason, Nick? Is it, like, disturbing or is it funny?
No.
Okay, all right. It's all right. Okay, good. This is a place where you could be banned there for disturbing reasons, and I don't want to take that.
All right. Let's go to Matt. Matt, go ahead, sir.
Hey, so spring break, 1994. At the Holiday Inn's big banner, you know, Spuds McKenzie, Bud Light, welcome spring breakers. So me and my buddies thought it'd be a good idea to bring that back home with us. So we steal it. We're getting chased all around by security. They finally corner us. There's like five of them. We get brought in the basement. They take Polaroids of us and put them up. We got, that's the place where we were staying. So they're like, we're going to be looking for you the whole time. And, you know, we actually stayed in there an extra day or two. Then they saw us and we got booted out. We had to go in another hotel room.
So they banned you from the hotel that you were actually staying in, and you just continued to stay there?
For a couple days until they caught us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to the Walmart story. Like, if you work at Walmart, why do you possibly care if someone shoplifted?
Well, I think it's probably some of these places actually give you an incentive to like bust these guys, not to go up and talk to them. That's the job for the security that's there. But I know a guy who worked at a store similar to that, where if you reported that somebody was stealing, I guess theft was such a big problem at the store that you got some sort of incentive.
I don't know. It's still not worth the hassle to me. I mean, if you want to take something, what do I care?
I worked at a music store one time, and I did one of the dumbest things you could possibly do. There was this guy who came in, and we had, like, it was a music store, and the most expensive thing that we had in the store was behind the counter, and it was like a Discman, and it was sitting behind the counter, and I saw this guy coming in and kind of looked suspicious, and I realized that the thing was gone. It was missing, like, after he had come in. And there was had been no one else in the store except for this guy. And I realized he worked at the restaurant next to us. It was like a burger place. So I went over and told the guy that I knew that he stole it and that he needed to give it back. And he proceeded to leave his burger place and walked outside into the woods to show me where it was. I followed this dude into the woods, which is like the worst idea ever. And then he opens, like, pulls this log up, and underneath it was the Disc Man, and he gave it back to me. And I said, never come back in the store again. And thank God it wasn't a gun that was underneath that log where he could have shot me in the middle of the woods.
I would have said, a good deal. Have fun with that disc, man. I don't care. All right, here are the headlines.
For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tetra and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
92-79, but here comes Jaylen Brown flying through everybody. Over Joel Embiid, he slams it home.
Who's your daddy?
Roadkill. Joel Embiid has to pick himself up off the floor.
There you have it, the newly engaged Sean Grandy. You know, John Wall game, calling the game this Saturday over there in New York. The Garden, Madison Square Garden.
Is that, sir. Is that official?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Center of the basketball universe. That, that is where I'm headed.
The center of the basketball universe. Now, will you travel with the team, or do you have to go with some jabroni?
Team is in Toronto Friday night, so no, I'm not traveling with the team. I'm meeting them.
Now, will you take the Acela?
I will.
And that drops you off right at the arena.
Right underneath it.
It does. It does. I'm going down a day early because my father lives in New York City, so...
Do you get the money that you would have had to pay for a hotel?
No, I do not.
Oh, well, that's a shame. Be listening this morning for your chance to score a private suite for you and 17 friends to see the Celtics take on the Orlando Magic this Monday at the TD Garden. Be part of the best home court advantage in the NBA. Secure your tickets by visiting Celtics.com/tickets. When you hear good old Freddie Toucher hang up on Rick Pitino, be caller number 18, the Sports Hub contest line, at 617-931-0985 to win.
And we could do that at any time. We could even do it during the commercials.
It could happen right now.
It could happen right now.
It could happen in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, not 3 weeks. It would have to happen before 10 o'clock.
Well, so I mean, if I choose.
sure. Well, I don't want somebody 3 weeks from now, if we happen to play that clip, calling in thinking they're going to get a sweep.
Well, you would. I mean, you know, it's you get the idea that you could have had something.
And the game's Monday, so it really wouldn't.
Well, it doesn't. It's up to us.
All right. So at some point before 10 o'clock, as he said, it could be now, later, it could be during commercials. It doesn't matter. When you hear that, be caller number 18, 617-931-0985. And you'll, and 17 of your friends are going to go sit in a suite. So last night's game was, it was pretty much outside of Kyrie Irving being a no-show, was everything that you would thought it was going to be. Gordon Hayward started off slow. He got 10 points. You know, at times looked a little off. His shot, I think, it was 4-for-12. He missed some kind of easy shots, but hit a couple, which was nice. On top of that, you realize that this bench of death, or whatever they're calling bench with attitude.
The bench mob, I've been told.
They've got a million weird nicknames. But, I mean, this is one of the deepest teams in the NBA. And that was easy to see last night when they needed help. Guys like Marcus Morris comes out and has a double-double almost instantly. 13 points, 10 rebounds. Jason Tatum is playing like he's been in the league for 5 years. The guy is confident. His shot is on right now, and as I said, as of right now, he's the best player on the Boston Celtics as Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward get their legs back underneath them from surgeries. Now, there was an interesting take that happened by, of course, Mr. Nick Wright, who's known for an out-there take or two. This was him yesterday.
No, I honestly don't know who this is.
You don't know Nick Wright?
I honestly don't.
And I'm not faulting you for that, because he's kind of he's like the ninth string hot take guy.
Okay.
I think this is on the FS1.
Yeah, he hosts the show with the perpetually surprised Chris Carter, if I remember right.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Oh,
right?
He's the guy with the big schnozzola.
And he's bald. Yes, that guy.
Okay, here is Nick Wright talking about the 76ers versus the Celtics.
I believe they are, but I do not want to forget about Toronto, a Toronto team that had the one seed last year and got better. Like, when you flip out DeMar DeRozan for Kawhi Leonard and you bring Danny Green along with him, you got better. But, yes, I believe these are the two best teams. What you have is what I think is the best starting lineup in the East in Philadelphia against the deepest team in the East in Boston.
Okay, let's stop right there. The best starting lineup in the East is the 76ers, according to Nick Wright. All right, let's go through that starting lineup, shall we? Joel Embiid, I'll give you that. Joel Embiid, fantastic player. Love the guy. If not, he's top three player in the East. We agree? Without a doubt.
Yes.
Ben Simmons, can be on or off, but, you know, the guy's going to be an all-star. Last night he was great. He's just got to get that damn shot down, as we saw yesterday, which was tough to watch at times. And then what do you got? Like, who's it?
All-NBA defensive team first guy. I mean, Covington was a first-team all-defensive player.
Who just loves to suck against the Celtics.
I know. He's the prime. When you hear about 3-and-D, a three-point shooter and a great defensive player, that's him.
Okay. So you've gone from Ben Simmons to Robert Covington. He's your third best player on that team.
You asked.
So you got that. Are you going Dario Saric here? Are you doing that?
Former NBA Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
You know, he's got skills.
All right. And then what are you going to do? You going to pick TJ McConnell, or are you going Markelle Fultz, who we still don't know what the hell he can do? Is that your amazing starting lineup that you have there?
That's correct.
That's better than what the Boston Celtics have in Kyrie Irving, who we obviously know what Kyrie Irving already is. Gordon Hayward, who, you know, sooner or later will hopefully get back to what he was, and that was one of the top 20 players in the league. Al Horford, who many people say is a top 20 player in the league, and just is one of those guys that happens to always. By the way, defensively, he was a beast last night, and he's been a monster even at the end of last season. Jason Tatum, who I think at some point will probably end up being a top 10 player in this league. And then Jaylen Brown, who still has, you know, some issues to work out, but the guy obviously is a playmaker.
I was wrong. Saric didn't even win Rookie of the Year. He lost to Brogdon.
Oh, did he?
Second in the ballot.
Yeah, listen,
that's my mistake.
Yeah, then who cares? And now you can throw Redick in there because he's a good job, but I mean, so that's the best lineup in the East. That's your best starting lineup in the East, better than what you have with the Celtics. And you saw it last night. As good as everyone says this team is, they've got no answers for what the Boston Celtics are giving them. And Embiid yesterday, at least Embiid is realistic about everything. When people have been talking about that there is this rivalry there, Joel Embiid last night couldn't have been more honest.
Man, JJ mentioned it earlier. This is not a rivalry. I don't know our record against them, but it's pretty bad. They always kick our ass. So this is not a robbery, and you mentioned that earlier. So we just got to, you know, work together and figure it out. But Jason, like I said, is special.
No, it's not a rivalry, because ever since Joel Embiid has been playing, they've won 3 out of the 14 games that they've played against each other. So to even try to put that and make this something that it's not is getting to be kind of ridiculous. Now, so with them out of the picture, you've got Toronto, which we're going to find out on Friday night just how these guys are, and they're only going to be better.
Leonard and Lowry are 2 all-star players. Kawhi Leonard, when he's right, is a top 5 player in the league. And then, you know, they have a rookie, not a rookie, a good young player, Anunoby. They have Danny Green. They have, and then a bunch of decent guys, Ibaka and Valanciunas.
So the Sixers aren't even the second best starting lineup.
Well, I mean, Toronto's got some players.
Yeah, and the other thing that was just blatantly obvious is that their bench is non-existent. Like, there's 6 players. There's 6 capable players.
Maybe 7.
Right now in
the 76ers.
Yeah. Whereas last night,
I include McConnell. You don't.
No, I do. I like McConnell. Okay. Matter of fact, I include him. I think he's in the 6 that I think are good. You got Simmons, Embiid, Saric, Redick, Covington, and McConnell. There's 6 right there. Because I'm not, and I don't put Fultz in there.
Not yet.
No, without a doubt. He had 5 points last night, and he started.
Yep.
So, no, he is not in that mix
right
now.
Lot of emphasis on the first game of the season.
It's not a first game of the season thing. They're deep, and it didn't take last night to know that. The Celtics
Fultz hasn't played in forever. I mean, you don't know
But right now, this is the argument we had at the beginning of the show. Right now, the Celtics have far and away the best starting lineup in the East. That's it.
At the end of the year, if everyone stays healthy, they'll still have the best starting lineup.
Let's see how Fultz. Look,
is Saric all of a sudden going to become a superstar?
I think Saric is a very good player, and I think Fultz can develop into that. I think it's way too early to say in April it's going to be the same. I mean, yeah, Philadelphia lost, and the Celtics keep beating Philadelphia over and over and over again. But you can see what the Sixers have been building here. I mean, they have a lot of good young talent. And I think they will get better as the season goes on.
Is it crazy, John, to say Saric could be better at Horford at some point?
No, that's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, is it crazy?
It's crazy.
To say that he looks weird?
No one's better than
Well, I mean,
Horford.
The poor guy was born with a lip thing.
Come on. Fred, what's wrong with him?
Come on. He's born with a lip thing.
Come on.
Well, I mean,
he's got, I don't know what that mustache is he's got working, but still.
He's got a mustache.
No, he's got a lip thing.
Snidely whiplash is what he has. It's kind of weird.
It's not his fault.
There's space in the middle. If anyone knows about faces in the middle, it's me. Trust me, it's not worth it.
All right. They can't repair that?
There's no Invisalign to bring that hair together, no.
They can't fix the mustache?
Probably not right away. Probably going to have to grow something to attach it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's
The sad thing is, I don't even know if he wants to attach it. It's just weird. He's had that mustache for a while.
Well, maybe you could get a little prop mustache.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little Groucho-style mustache.
Right.
Why not? All right.
A Raleigh Fingers, maybe?
Yeah. You just tape it on.
Twirl that thing, yeah.
I mean, if you're going to grow a mustache, you commit to it.
Exactly, which Saric has not done.
He has not done that. All right. We will be back, and we will talk to one of our favorite people on the planet.
Thatcher and Rich.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Be listening this morning for your chance to score a private suite for you and 17 friends, you lucky bastard. You and your 17 friends. To see the Celtics take on the Orlando Magic this Monday, October 22nd at the Garden. Be part of the best home court advantage in the NBA. Secure your tickets by visiting Celtics.com/tickets. When you hear me hang up on Rick Pitino, something that I've been riding and milking for years, be calling number 18 to the Sports Hub contest line at 617-931-0985 to win. Now, Rich, I think there's 2 people that we have contact with that everyone loves, and one, of course, is Mark Jamelli.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
And the other is a gentleman that is in the service industry.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Fred, hello!
Yes, it would be.
And he goes by the guy from Machine.
Mm-hmm.
Wave the flag, honey. The gay flag's out. Hello!
So the idea was we've done so much with the guy from Machine. It was time to, you know, we've shown him pictures of guys and had him rate them.
But maybe now it's time to turn the tables and have the guy from Machine play, be the host, basically.
We love the guy from Machine, and we thought that we would have him do a game amongst you two guys. Now, John and Fred, we're going to play a little game of Guy from Machine Pyramid.
Oh, wow. All right.
So the way it's going to work is Guy from Machine, after, of course, very happily seeing Mr. Nick Jamelli come in, who he's a big fan of.
Nick, did you tell him that you're all busted up? Oh, you did? Was he sad? Did he express it through physical contact to give you a nice hug? Okay, well, listen, everything's coming up Nick Jamelli. All right. So Mark Jamelli's very upset that we're using someone else for a bit.
I put a bunch of roller skating girls in bikinis on your walls there, Nick. Come on. And now you've done this to me.
All right. So here we go. Rich, is there
are we starting here? Are we starting right here?
I think that you give people a taste.
All right. Well, let's before we do anything, let's see what good old Mr. Guy from Machine had to say when Nick showed up. You all have right, that clip right here?
I do. It's all one clip, right?
Yeah, let's take a listen.
Here we go. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Can we use this for the radio?
Machine?
Yes. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. Fred says hello.
Hi, how are you, honey? Hello!
Oh, it's always nice to hear
the guy. He loves you. It's like coming
Fred,
home.
Hello!
I know. It's always nice to hear the guy from Machine. He makes you feel good. That's his job, you know?
I'm good. Fred says hello.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Hello! What's new with you? What's new in your life?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm overwhelmed.
You're overwhelmed? By the way, the last time I was here, like a few weeks ago, who was the guy that was sitting there, though? He was singing Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, did he look like Andy Warhol a little bit?
Yeah.
But we all know Andy Warhol.
Nick has no idea. Yeah.
You heard that one guy who was just going like,
Humpty Dumpty's on the wall. Oh, okay. No.
Andy Warhol, Andy Rooney, any Andy. Andy Warhol, sure.
Andy Wong.
Well, hey. Now, Nick, do you know who Andy Warhol is? Okay. Can you name one of the people that were part of the factory? The Warhol factory. Can you name a band that was synonymous with the Warhol factory?
An extremely overrated band.
Yes. Get on a microphone. Can you name the most iconic of the images that Andy Warhol...
The Campbell's Soup.
Oh, Nicholas!
Fred, hello!
So much time in the hospital, learn things. Here we go.
A little bit,
yeah.
But we all know Andy Warhol is not around right now for the moment. He does look like a walking Andy Warhol.
Andy Warhol.
An In-N-Out Andy Warhol.
Or Andy Eyehole.
I don't know. That is some terminology I'm not familiar with.
Andy Warhol?
Yeah, Warhol. What is that hole you said? Oh, I don't know what you said. Andy Eyehole. That's it, right?
Yes.
Whatever. Okay.
What's going on tonight?
Oh, tonight it's called Early Karaoke. It's called, if you can catch the worm early, you know what you're going to get in the end.
Oh, really?
Hello.
So it's happening downstairs?
Yeah, it starts early tonight. Early bird catches the worm around here.
All right. No idea what he's talking about, but what's going to happen is when we come back, he's going to treat us to a password, which is going to be very exciting, and perhaps he'll be a little more coherent. But the guy from Machine, if nothing, is very exciting. That's right. Did the guy from Machine seem to have it all together, Nick, when you were talking to him? Okay, Nick, never mind.
Pass the cheese!
All right, so we'll find out what how this game's going to go. Not feeling great about it, but there'll be no commercials here, just the headlines.